Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guests today are Sarah Anderson and Ashley Lindsay, the co-authors of the new novel, When the Rain Falls, Black Sky Series, Book One. Sarah and Ashley, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Hi. It's great to be on. Thanks for having us.
That's wonderful. If someone hasn't yet heard about your novel, When the Rain Falls, how would you describe the novel?
So I'd say that it's a young adult dystopian novel. It's set in New Zealand in the near future, and the premise is that there has been a pandemic occur and it's isolated to New Zealand. But though the country is in recovery, the state of economy is extremely poor. And on voting day, a war breaks out, and some teens who were left behind when their parents went to vote band together in order to survive. And so the book is written in their six different viewpoints, so you do really get a feel for each of the characters.
And I'm curious, do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write When the Rain Falls?
We do. So it actually started way back when we were in high school, more than a decade ago. It was a social studies teacher who had given us an assignment, and we had to break into groups and create a piece of writing where we were supposed to imagine we were refugees and are trying to escape some sort of terrible circumstances in our own country. Anyway, so we enjoyed that so much that after the assignment was over, we decided to turn it into our book. But that was our first attempt, which I must admit was quite terrible. And we put it aside for a long time, you know, more than a decade, and eventually picked it back up again when we were older and rewrote it. The idea and the bones of the plot are still the same, but we like to think it's much improved since when we were teens.
Definitely.
And I'm curious, were you going to high school together in New Zealand?
Yes, yeah. So I just moved over here to Canada. Probably it was in 2018 that I moved over to Canada to be with my husband. So it hasn't been too long here, but yeah.
And I'm curious, when you did pick the novel up after, I think you said 10 years, what was the collaboration process like for you two, especially given that one of you is living in New Zealand and the other is in Canada?
Well, the collaboration side of it has always been, well, we've written other things together, so it's quite a streamlined process for us, but it's always a bit challenging when the person isn't in the country. We tend to work as one person writes one chapter and the other person writes another chapter. And we do have the whole book planned out with fairly detailed chapter plans. So we all have a pretty good grasp on what's going to happen in the book. So we don't tend to contradict ourselves too much. And if there's any big sort of challenges or changes that we want to make, we tend to just flick each other an email or a message and just be like, hey, how do you feel about this change? And usually the person's like, sure, sounds good.
And I'm curious, are you alternating chapters? Does one person do a chunk and then the other person writes and then you both edit? Can you give us a little bit of detail along those lines?
So how we tend to work it is, this is where like the multiple perspective really does work quite well for us, because we try to keep it that we each have our own characters to write. But we do occasionally share characters as well, so it's not always set like that. We try to keep it sort of alternate so that we each kind of have, it's not like we're writing like half of the book at the beginning and then half of the book at the end, because I feel like it wouldn't flow as nicely if we did it that way. And then when we do the editing, we kind of smooth over any issues or like any inconsistencies that crop up, because you do get quite a few of those, as you, I'm sure you can imagine, with a couple of authors.
Sure. Well, are you two working on a new novel now?
Yes. So we are currently in the editing process of the second book in the Black Sky series, which is called The Price of Pandemonium. And on the side, we're also working on a an adult historical fiction that's set in ancient Greece, which is a very fun project.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, have you brainstormed or talked or discussed about writing books beyond the ancient Greece novel that you mentioned and other genres perhaps?
We haven't, like, we have a couple of ideas about like the current Black Sky series. Mm-hmm. It's got a few more books in that series before we wrap that one up. And then we've got, I'm not sure, we haven't really discussed how long the ancient Greece historical fiction series is going to be. But it really depends on, like, picking a point in history to kind of end it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, like, we've also kind of just very broadly discussed maybe doing like a companion series to the young adult one. We haven't really explored beyond that though.
Right.
I'm sure something will come up though that we're like, yes, let's do this next.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sure. Well, I'm curious, what writing advice would you two offer for those who are working on their own stories and novels?
Oh, that's a great question. I think don't try and take yourself too seriously, because it can get, you know, can get in your head when you're so worried about how good your writing is, whether it sounds great, you can't get your plot ideas down really well. I think just, you know, let it come naturally to you. Don't stress about it. You can always go back and edit it later. That would be my advice.
I feel like when people start writing novels for the first time, you know, you get that first rush of excitement, and sometimes the first few chapters can come really easily, and then you get kind of a bit bogged down and unsure of where to head. And I think just trying out different strategies of, or maybe I am a plotter rather than someone who, you know, flies by the seat of my pants, maybe I could try outlining it. Or if that doesn't work, maybe, you know, there's all sorts of creative techniques you can use, like listen to music for inspiration, or just like mull over and brainstorm a few different ideas, and just keep kind of exploring other parts of your creativity to try and jumpstart and keep going with the writing, rather than giving up this first point where it gets hard, because it definitely always gets hard at one point.
Definitely.
Sure. Well, what novels have you read recently that you enjoyed?
I'm currently reading Birdsong by Sebastian Foulkes, which has been really good. I love historical fiction, and I've been quite into my World War One, World War Two fiction at the moment, and that book's been, it's been excellent. I'm about halfway through that, so I'd highly recommend.
That's great.
And I mean, out of kind of recent books that I've read that I've really liked, Bird Box and Mallory by Josh Malerman. I found, like, occasionally I'll dip my toes into reading a bit of horror or something, and I find the books that have, like, big questions of, like, you know, what if this happened, especially in the horror realm that kind of crosses into dystopian a bit. I really enjoy those types of reads.
That's great. Well, where can people find you to online if they want to learn more about you and your series, the Black Sky series?
You can check out our website, which is lindersoncreations.com, or you can track us down on Facebook or Instagram under the handle Linderson Creations.
And the When the Rain Falls book is available on all sort of major platforms, Amazon, Apple, Kobo, basically most of anywhere you can buy like an ebook, you should hopefully find it.
Great. And what has been the indie publishing experience for you two of publishing on these platforms? What have you kind of learned about the process?
Do you want to take this one, Sarah? You did a lot of the grunt work behind that.
Sure. I feel like once you get all your files ready, it kind of does make it easier, but there are like specific little things with every platform that can be challenging. We've mentioned on our own podcast a bit about struggles with Apple, iTunes Connect, for example, just trying to get the account details and that sort of thing all together, and really just trying to understand the tax forms is my advice. Once you go through that process and you have a bit of a grasp, it becomes a little bit easier. Yeah.
Sure. You just mentioned your podcast. Can you tell us a little bit more about your podcast and where people can find it?
Sure. We have a podcast called Dear Writer, where we talk about the craft of writing and all of the hurdles that we go through when we're trying to write our books. And you can find that. There's a link to it on our website, lindersoncreations.com, or you can find it on most major pod catchers.
Yeah. Sure. Well, again, we've been speaking with Sarah Anderson and Ashley Lindsay, the co-authors of the new novel, When the Rain Falls, the Black Sky series, book one. And as they just mentioned, they're also the co-host of a podcast called Dear Writer. And you can find that on any of your podcast apps by searching for Dear Writer. And the novel When the Rain Falls, Black Sky Series Book 1 is available for purchase now. So go grab a copy. And Sarah and Ashley, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. Nice to meet you and nice to be on the show.
Great. Thanks a lot.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.